muted. What's good, Zimbabwe Muhle Lingali, Chonanjani, Mtokazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle Mure, Zimbabwe Kwazwai. If you're tuned in right now, wherever you are in the world, welcome. Good afternoon if you're in America, good evening if you're in Africa, and anywhere else in the world, once again, welcome. You're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C., Mure, Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, the 25th of May, 2021. Mtokazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, if you tune in wherever in the world, welcome. Good evening if you're in Africa, good afternoon if you're in America, wherever you are in the world, welcome to The Connection. Coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, the pandemic responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. However, we're going to be focusing on what's specifically happening in one town in Zimbabwe right now that is currently under lockdown. Tonight, we zone in on what's happening in Kwekwe. We're going to have young people joining us as we focus on how they're currently surviving under the lockdown in Kwekwe. And of course, the reason as to why Kwekwe is under lockdown. Now, last week, our government announced that the Indian variant of the COVID-19 has arrived in Zimbabwe. It came in last week, and so far, one person has lost life, and it is confirmed that it was due to the Indian variant of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this is what has led to Kwekwe currently being under lockdown. So we're going to be joined by youth once again in Kwekwe, and of course, we're going to be focusing on that. However, the conversation is not just going to be ending there, Muria Zimbabwe. As we wrap up, we're going to be focusing on today, such an important day in African history. Nasi Muria Zimbabwe, Namhlanje is Africa Day. You can see me rocking my Dashiki Muria Zimbabwe. This is because today is a day that the whole continent comes together to celebrate the founding of the African Union, 25 May. So we're going to be speaking to youth about the relevance of that day. So if you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, Linga Kofi, +1 202 465 0318 is the number. You can text us on WhatsApp, and +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air. Once again, the number live on air is +1 202 619 2077. As we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're live streaming in our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. So if you're live streaming with us as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we ask one thing. Please, lingakhohlukufitizela lapha ukubalukuthi share. Do not forget to press the share button. Kutrakutuone chironga no wandu wedu so that we can watch the program with our networks. You can also write your comments in the comments section. And I'm going to be reading those comments live on air to see who is with us and what do they have to say. Most importantly, the heart button, Muria Zimbabwe, fitizela lapha ukubalukuthi heart. Press the heart button. Kutrakutuone ukuthi aiwa zvechokwadi Muria Zimbabwe. Namhlanje kuhlelo sisonke like so. We're together. Pano pachironga chedu cheve chidiki. Without further ado, let's delve into it. COVID-19, tonight's discussion, Muria Zimbabwe. Now, according to the latest statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare in Zimbabwe, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, 38,693 cases have been confirmed for COVID-19. 36,471 have recovered. 1,586 have died. These are all cumulative cases dating back to case one last year. When we talk about the amount of people people that have received the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. Currently, we're sitting at 633,635. So just to go over those figures one more time, 38,693 have been confirmed for taking the COVID-19 vaccine, 36,471 have recovered, 1,586 have died. So those are the latest figures. Now, government has been really at it over the past couple of weeks, educating people on the vaccination program in Zimbabwe, and of course, educating people about what's happening in the country with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. They've been releasing information day in, day out on radio and, of course, on their web pages, be it on Facebook, be it on Twitter, be it on YouTube. They've been releasing information. Recently, they released a clip whereby they were explaining more with regards to what's happening ngale ekwekwe, whereby they were delving deeper into the Indian variant of the COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, how people should react to this. Let's take a look to a clip that we have, courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Child Care's Twitter page, whereby they're explaining more with what's happening in Kwekwe.
A genomic sequencing test was carried out on samples collected from a reported focalized outbreak in Kwekwe, which was linked to a traveler from India on the 29th of April 2021, a high-risk COVID-19 transmission area. The test conducted revealed that the B1.617 variant, predominantly from the Republic of India, was detected at the focalized outbreak in Kwekwe. The nation is therefore advised that this variant, B1.617, is now in Zimbabwe. The following travel advisory is therefore being issued. 1. People traveling from or transiting from India will be subject to a mandatory quarantine at a designated quarantine center at their own cost. 2. These travelers will be subjected to a COVID-19 test on arrival, despite the status of their traveling certificate. 3. Travelers coming into the country from other countries should present a COVID-19 PCR test done not over 48 hours from the time of departure, failure of which will be done on arrival at one's expense. Travelers will be quarantined for 10 days from arrival. For more official COVID-19 related news and updates for Zimbabwe, download the Zim COVID Safe app today on Google Play or App Store. This message was brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Child Care Zimbabwe in partnership with Chicken Inn, Revive and Baker's Inn.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you're seeing there for yourself, they're explaining more in terms of what's happening in Kwekwe. But most importantly, they're highlighting that this is not something that people should, worry about. They should make sure that by any means necessary, liyathatha onke, all the necessary precautions, ukuzivikela from umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Hans, aiwa, thora imathano ese, enra imbere mchifeka ma mask, enra imbere mchigeza maoko, and you have no reason to worry about the COVID-19 variant yeku India iyo yashika muKwekwe. Saka ndiyo nyaya yetiri kuzeya nhasi muchirongwa muri yeZimbabwe. Tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuKwekwe uko pari zvino. As of last week, hurumende yakanyatso announce kuti aiwa munhu wese kuKwekwe pasi pe lockdown. Now, one of the people that we recently reached out to that is currently in Kwekwe is a medical expert who also supports a government's move to lock down Kwekwe, and secondly, to currently ban all travels to and from India into Zimbabwe. Now, following his government's announcement last week, my colleague Blessing Zulu got a hold of the former Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Madzorera, who explains more in terms of the impact of the COVID-19 variant on Zimbabwe and whether or not people should worry. Let's take a listen to that conversation that Blessing Zulu had with Dr. Henry Madzorera.
Kubvira pakutanga dei taka vhara mabhodha edu takadzivisa vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kuti vapinde muno, tichidzivisawo vanhu vedu kuti vasavhakache vhakache kunzeo kuti ngadai tisina kumboita chirwere cheCOVID-19 muZimbabwe. Ndiyo kai yatinoti hierarchy of controls pachirungu. Tinofanira kutanga nokuvhara mabhodha edu nokudzivirira kuti chirwere chisambofe chakapinda muno pakutanga. Ava vokuIndia vakazouya yezvino ava vangadai vasina kumbopinda muno. Dzimwe nyika dzadzatotanga kurambidza vanhu vari kubva kuIndia kwatozva kuti kuri kubhebha moto nechirwere ichi. Asi iye zvino nyaya yekuvhara mabhodha yavazotaura kuti aiwa hatichadi vanhu vari kubva kuIndia vakaitevedzera zvichatibetsera zvikuru, nokuti ndo first step tisati taenda kune mamwe masteps ese atoda kutora mukati menyika. Vanhu havasi kumbotevedzera zvakatemwa kuti titevedzere nguva ine COVID-19 zvinonzwisa tsitsi nokuti kupfekwa kwemamaski haasi kupfekwa. Ndinoona kuti izvo imhaka yekuti izvo waro watakaseta kubvira pakutanga wanga uri wrong. Vanhu vanopfeka mamaski kuti vasarohwe nemapurisa, vasabviswe mafaini. Kana kusina mapurisa vanobvisa, kana vakuenda kune mapurisa vopfeka. Social distancing hakuna, tinongoona mutaundi umu vanhu vachingotsimbirirana tsimbirirana pamakiu. Pari zvino hatisati tane umbovo hwakakwana hwokuti izvo nhova dzatinadzo idzi dzizogona kudzivirira kubva pamavhariensi manyowani ariko. Asi zvinotaridzika kunge dzinobetsera zvikuru, saka tokurudzira munhu wese kuti angobayiwa nhomba dziripo pari zvino. Kana nguva yazosvika yekuti tane umbo hwakakwana, masaintisti atoudza kuti pari kudiwa kabooster dose kemavhariensi manyowani ari kuuyaya, tete angobaya mabooster kune avo vakabayiwa kudhara. Saka tokurudzira munhu wese kuti aite step number 1 yokubayiwa nhomba dziripo yezvino, takamirira kuongororo dziri kuitwa kuti kuzoziva kuti pane zvoda kuitwa here zvimwe pamberi apo.
Well, amuri yeZimbabwe liyamuswa uDr Henry Matsorera murikunzwa kahanyanzvi munyaya dzeutano. Dr Henry Matsorera ari kutsanangura kamaundro avo anezve variant yekuIndia yasvika mukwekwe. Liyamuswa ngempela uDr Henry Matsorera uyachasisa esithi hayi ngempela lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende, hayi uthi thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, amhlophe hayi ukuthi congratulations, but uyashayela phela uhulumende izandla esithi what government has done was the right thing, it's something they should have done in the first place in terms of ukubona ukuthi abantu abavela kwele India they shouldn't have been allowed ukungena elizweni. Khangela manje kwele khwekhwe, there's one person who has died because of ivariant le COVID-19 evela kwele India. Sikhangela okwenzekalayo kwele India, sikhuluma nje kulabantu abaningi ngempela who have lost life due to this variant. Now, to hear more, I am joined by a young person, Ogwele Kwekwe. He's a resident of Kwekwe, Mr. Jabangwe, Mr. Perseverance Jabangwe. Mr. Jabangwe, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Thanks very much. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Let's delve into it, Mr. Jabangwe. I will start off. How are things in Kwekwe right now?
Nothing has changed, really. Nothing has changed. It's still business as usual. Markets are open, shops are open, including boutiques, supermarkets. Events are still operating daily in town. Nothing has changed. People are just going on with their business, their usual business, despite the lockdown that was announced last week.
Let me hold you there on for 1 second, Mr. Jabangwe. Could you please walk us through what it looks like? Because if you compare the last lockdown, shops were closed and people in the informal sector couldn't work and so much more. Please explain to us what it looks like right now in Kwekwe for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Comparing to the previous lockdowns, I mean, this one, I can't even say this one is a lockdown because it's just business as usual. Everyone is just operating the way they were operating when the lockdown was back. So I can't really say we are in a lockdown because everyone is just doing what he has been doing all along. Mm-hmm. And even the law enforcers are not even enforcing the lockdown. So I don't see a lockdown at the moment.
Interesting. So now, with regards to people abiding by these lockdown regulations, seeing as though Kwekwe is supposed to be on lockdown, and are people even understanding? Are people in fear right now when we talk about the Indian variant being in Kwekwe?
I don't think people are in fear, my brother. I think people are just focusing on surviving, right? The economic situation is tough, so people are just finding ways of surviving. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe the lockdown is maybe enforced so that the army or the police, they make sure that everyone doesn't get in town or get to the shops, everyone stays at home. Unless if that happens, I don't see people going just sit at home to say we're in lockdown, not going anywhere. Because people need to survive. So mm-hmm. they're trying to go out there to look for what? For way for survival. As you all know, we survive through the informal sector. So people are just trying to find ways of surviving. Whether mm-hmm. the lockdown is there, whether it's not there, I don't think people are even afraid of anything. They just mm-hmm. want to survive, unless if the law enforcement can enforce the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little more about the informal sector there. Are people still going out on the streets in their numbers? And, of course, those that are working on the streets or those that are part of the informal sector, are they even practicing these rules and regulations? COVID.
Not really, because oftentimes you find people are not wearing masks, but they are going there in town every day, they are selling their products, the informal sector, they are just doing what they've been doing, but they are not observing the COVID-19 regulations, including physical distance, including wearing masks. People just wear masks when they see the army or the police coming. That's when they wear these things. But whenever there is no army, there's no police, everyone is just doing like, it's like people don't really matter what happens. Like, whether some will tell you that it doesn't matter, you won't, the COVID-19 won't affect me. I'm okay. I'm good. Like, the way I am, I'm good. So people just want to go there, do what they do. If the police or the army doesn't show up, they're okay.
So are people even understanding the dangers of COVID-19? Listening to you explain people's reaction to it, and even an earlier conversation that my colleague had with Dr. Henry Matsorera, are people even understanding the dangers of the coronavirus in Kwekwe?
Yeah, I think everyone understands the danger. But now, if you see, the situation in the country is like, okay, fine. It's dangerous to be out there, right? Mm-hmm. We are in lockdown. I don't have to go out. But, okay, how can I survive at home? Like, I have to go and sell maybe my vegetables so that I can survive. But if I'm at home, how am I going to get the money to pay the rent, pay the bills, and et cetera, et cetera? So this is what is driving people to go back to the streets to say, we want to survive. Whether the COVID-19 catch up with us, that's it. But what we are trying to do is we want to survive. Mm-hmm. So this is, I think it's a matter of surviving the economic situation rather than getting the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Then I think the other issue is the introduction, and should I say the introduction of the traditional medicine that people realize can work, the Zumbani tea or the Zumbani tree. So people will say, fine, I'll go to my work as usual. If I catch the virus, then I'm going to use Zumbani. But the thing is, I think the top priority thing is people need to survive. The economic situation is tough. I want to cater for my family. I have to make sure my kids go to school. Where am I going to get the money? Mm-hmm. I have to go and what sell my thing. So this is the situation. I think it's all about the economic situation more. Mm-hmm. I think this is the way I see it.
Vajabangwe, are you comfortable with Timbo Zanya in a room or my nation?
Yes, I any language.
All right, inga timbo bata inyaya ine rumiro shona kuitra kutwa tereri wedwa vanungo taura shona chete vanyato nzwisisa zvamuri kutaura zviri kuitika kuKwekwe. Ndanchikumbura kuti mutsananguriro vatereri kuti pari zvino kwamuri kuKwekwe ikoko, vanhu vari kugamuchira sei zvakataurwa nehurumende last week apo vakati Kwekwe mapaspeche rongwa chelockdown for the next 2 weeks?
Chikaitika ndechekuti musi wa 20 pane statement rakatanga kutenderera pa-social media rainge richiratidza kuti rabva kuKwekwe Task Force. Raiti Kwekwe itange iri mulockdown for about 3 weeks. Zvakazobuda kuti statement iri rakanga rafamba zvisingaiti, rakanga risirire chokwadi because meya vakati isu hatina zvatinoziva nezvaro mberi nhema. Minister of State for the Midlands Province vati statement iro hatirizivi. So statement iri raratotenderera kuti kune lockdown, but vamwe vakazotanga kuti hakuna lockdown, zvakabva zvaita confusion. That's it. Then minister of health payakazoannounsa during end of day kuti Kwekwe yakuzopinda mulockdown for 2 weeks. It was confusion. Vanhu vese vanga vatove neconfusion, hapana anga akuziva kuti which is which. Is it a lockdown? Is it not a lockdown? Yanga yatongove confusion. So I think ndo pakatanga kunetsa issue up. So the second day racho rainzi raitanga lockdown remswa 21. Mm-hmm. No one abides by that because hapana aiziva kuti ndezvechokwadi ndezvenhema here, because zvazvisiri so clear, zvasinganyatsobuda pachena kuti ilockdown here kana haisi lockdown.
Saka zvino sezvamabva kutsanangura, vanhu vari kuwana information yavo padandemutande paintanet nepasocial media, ndipo pakatanga kusekuleta nhau iyi yekuti Kwekwe yaakuda kuiswa pasi pechirongwa chelockdown. vanhu vari kunyatsonzwisisa here nhau dziri kubuda munyika in terms of COVID-19 nekuti kune vamwewo vari kucirculata iyo yatinoti nechirungu false information kana kuti false news padandemutande nezvecovid-19. How are people differentiating between the two?
Ipapo ndopane dambudziko because social media inospreada zvinhu zvakakura zvakawandisa zvakasiyana-siyana. So I think chichangoitika manje the perceptions in the mind of the residents and everyone else in Kweko now is, I can even give an example in our vaccines where some people don't believe in those vaccines because of the misinformation you can find about those vaccines on social media. So this is another issue. Social media is really not giving that it's misleading people, I say. So not much rupon drama my problem. But maonero angu angu hurumende yedu kuzama through the health department in Kwefe ari kuzama kuita ma campaign awareness vachifamba muma location vachifamba mudzimba dzevanhu vachiudza vachidzidzisa vanhu nezve COVID-19 kuti togeza maoko topfeka mamask and vari kuramba vachingokondinya kudzidzisa vanhu because chirwere ichi hasati chapera. Ndizvo chinhu chikuru chavari kuramba vachidzidzisa vanhu, chirwere hasati chapera, hatirambe tichizvidzivirira, hatirambe tichiita so.
Nyaya yenhomba yakambonetsa vajabangwe vanhu vachitya kubaya nhomba iyi and then 1 or 2 weeks ago takazonzwa sangano reWorld Health Organization vachiti aiwawo mana nhomba dzirimo munyika theyare okay to be used muZimbabwe, especially iyi yeSinopharm hanzi can be used on an emergency basis. Vanhu vari kunzwisisa zvese izvi here in terms of chirongwa ichi chekubaya vanhu nhomba yeCOVID-19, havasi kutya here kubayiwa nhomba iyi?
At first, chichangosvika, I think ndopapa nedambudziko because chichangosvika vanhu vairatidza kakutya. But now ndakatarisa situation yavepo ndichiona vanhu vandosangana navo vachienda kumakliniki kuzvipatara kunobayiwa nhomba. Ndiri kuratidza kuti vamwe vanenge vaakutanga kuhwisisa kukosha kwayo kunyanyanyanya vechikuru. But as we all know, there is always vaccine hesitance. That is common among the society. Even Chirobikadauta is Angua, 1796, Pana Edward Jenner, Paka developer vaccine in smallpox. There's always going to be vaccine hesitance amongst some sectors of the society. Tikanyanyanyanya is a muno mumu kwekwe. Ndonyanyanyanya kuti my youth do any problem school when it comes to that vaccine. Vanhu vechikuru vari kunyanya kuratidza kuzvitambira asi mayouth achiri kuratidza kuti vane kakudhirega kakutyira so so I think ipapo ndinoratidza kuti if the media and the health department can try and demystify them.
Chavari kunyatsoti vari kutya chiina iva jabangwe, what exactly are these young people saying they're scared of with regards to the vaccine? Mr. Jabangwe, are you still on the line?
Chakudzokera pasocial media handizvi.
Okay.
But nhau dzinenge dzichingobuda pasocial media dziya dzemisinformation, vamwe vanenge vachitaura kuti ukabayiwa kanenge kachipu kazobva kunyika ipi kachakonzera zvipi. These so false negative aspects zvisiri real. Zvimwe zvinongoitwa kuti munhu angotya kuti ndicho chichipu kwandiri zvinondishandei. Then kwoitawo vamwe vekuti maybe it's because of religion kuti maybe I can take for example an apostolic strict that I know inoto discourage avanhu kuenda kuzvipatara. So those kinds of people havatotenderwi kubayiwawo majekiseni. Izvozvo manje iyewo vacho asingatenderwi kubayiwawo nechechi achanoimbakowo vamwewo vari musociety taiwa musabayiwa pamwe sekuchechi kwenyu takanzi musabayiwawo, saka hazvina kunaka tibayiwe so.
Now, to proceed with this whole conversation, especially in Kwekwe, now that the Indian variant is very existent and there's someone who's lost life there, how do we move this conversation forward? As you mentioned, government seems to be trying by all means necessary. The information is out there, but there's still some kind of resistance. What can we do for the young people so that they understand whether or not this vaccine is there for their better good?
I think for the youth, we need more awareness for the youth. We need to educate them that the only way we can, right now the only way that we can defeat this COVID-19 is through vaccination. So if we try and educate them on the benefits of the vaccine, I think it's not going to be better. More people or more youth can now accept the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Since I have been vaccinated, and now with a problem, I have vaccination, and now with my adverse events, and now with my side effect. For me, it was okay. So if we can encourage them, it's just what I'm buying over here. I think it's not better now.
Now, I want to zero back to members of the informal sector. I've had several conversations with people from different areas, so I'm really curious about Kwekwe being a city and how people are operating there, especially those in the informal sector, because for a very long time, one thing that a lot of the people in Harare, Bulawayo, and other major cities are saying is they never really got to recover from the first lockdown. And now, under this lockdown, they're being urged to ensure that they can take all necessary precautions. So, Panouyawan Pamusika, you make sure that unemvura yokugeza maoko, kana kuti sanitizer, uyezve maybe that vanoti chiko temperature gauge. Maybe temperature or something, which is a very evident COVID-19 symptom. Are people in, are members of the informal sector in Kwekwe abiding by the same things?
Okay, that's a good idea and that's a good initiative. But personally, in all the markets that I've visited, I've never seen such a thing being initiated. Sanitizers, of course, I've seen some with the sanitizers. But my temperatures, I haven't seen some. Maybe it's because But in terms of my vaccines, I've seen a few with the vaccine. But now, I think it was just after the first week of relaxation. But now, as time went on, now if you visit them, even those same people that are selling at the market, they no longer wear masks, right? And they no longer have those sanitizers again. So it seems like we are going back to where we were, the normal where we were before the COVID-19. But yet, the COVID-19 pandemic hasn't ended yet.
Koiwa maporisa aamwe here mdoroba re Kwekwe to enforce all these regulations, because kana muri paspechirongo che lockdown vanhu vanofanira kupfeka ma mask, vanhu vanofanira kuabide more than ever. Aamwe here mapurisa to enforce these regulations?
The police are there. I can tell you an example. Some weeks ago, ndakakwira kombi ndichinda somewhere. Surprisingly, ndapinda mukombi. Mamna 16. Of those 16, including the conductor and including the driver. But chakanya nyongi shamsa de chabudi, vava changu vakudarika papane roadblock ema purisa. So does it mean that ma purisa has gone as we say? Vargu zona, but the question is, vargu ite? They are there. The police are there. Even in town, the police will be roaming around the street. Right? But we don't see anything changing in terms of enforcing the law.
As we wrap up our conversation with you here,
thank you very much for allowing me to join you here thank you very much for allowing me to talk on this show. What I can say to people is that the COVID-19 virus is still among us. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to observe all the World Health Organization guidelines that we are given. Physical distancing, always wearing masks, and washing hands. And also, let's make sure we get the vaccine, because personally, I believe the only way we can defeat this virus is through a vaccination. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Perseverance Jabangwe, young resident of Kwekwe there in Zimbabwe. Thank you so much, Mr. Jabangwe. So, zulukandaba liya muzwa ngempela uPerseverance Jabangwe osakhulayo yena ohlala ngale eKwekwe uyasho umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo eKwekwe. Sikhuluma nje idolobho leKwekwe liphansi kohlelo lwe lockdown ngenxa yokuthi umkhakha iCOVID-19 variant evela kwele India thathe imphefumulo yabantu abaningi ngale India isikhona edolobheni leKwekwe. Just last week alone, uhulumende confirmed ukuthi sokulomuntu oyi-1 osebhubhe because of umkhakha lo we-COVID-19 ovela kwele India. Sikhuluma nje idolobho leKwekwe liphansi kohlelo lwe-lockdown. Kodwa siyamuzwa osakhulayo yena okhona ngale eKwekwe ukuthi hayi, abantu kukhanya ngani they're not taking it very seriously. Balokhu beqhubekele phambili bedobha bebhoda bhoda edolobheni leKwekwe bengagqoka ngama mask ibehlangana ngobunengi babo njalo sikhangela okwenzakalayo when we talk about ama vendors uyasho ngempela ukuthi ama vendors labo bakhanya ngani babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemali so ukuthi bathenge impahla efunakalayo ukuze bayenelise to ensure ukuthi igcikwane le COVID-19 ngeke limemetheke within their area uyasho ngempela ukuthi abantu hayi khanya ngani they're not doing that so indaba le yebo ama sanitizer akhona but for example umchina lo that checks the temperature yomuntu uyasho ukuthi akawuboni vele ngokwakhe and yena he's always ngale ethenga izinto with the vendors so that was our Perseverance Jabangwe a young Zimbabwean based in Kwekwe but now whilst on the same discussion of course as the Zimbabwean government is not the only organization that's releasing statements with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic amongst them is the World Health Organization who recently released a statement and of course a video on their Twitter page whereby they're explaining how especially for people who are in areas whereby the COVID-19 pandemic is spreading, i.e. in Kwekwe, what they need to do to ensure that they stay safe. Let's take a look at a video that we have, courtesy of the World Health Organization's Twitter page, whereby they're explaining more about the COVID-19 pandemic, and this very much so applies to Zimbabwe.
Three factors can help you make safe choices when you're in an area of widespread COVID-19 transmission. Consider the location, the proximity to others, and the amount of time you spend there. Where does your activity take place? Open air spaces are always safer than enclosed spaces, particularly if they're small or without fresh air. Proximity to other people is also important. It's safest when there are fewer people around and you can keep more than 1 meter apart. How long does your activity last? The shorter, the better. Think about each of these factors and avoid situations where the risk dial is high. Small or poorly ventilated places and crowds of people for long periods of time. Stay safe. Lower the risk to yourself and others.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was a clip that we have courtesy of the World Health Organization's Twitter page. Babe chasisa ngempela wangathi tsanangura zvinofanirwa kuitwa nevanhu who are living in areas whereby the COVID-19 pandemic is rapidly spreading. And now to hear more about what's happening in other areas with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe, ikakhulukazi emaphandleni, I'm joined by the founder of Community Podium TV. We've had him on the show a couple of times. Sikhuluma nje usemaphandleni unkosi khona Dibiti. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafo, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike.
So, Nantu Tabalukone Kutuini, I was speaking to a young person who's in Kwekwe, where Vele, that's where the Indian variant of the COVID-19 pandemic is present, and Itolopo Langkona is pants to go to the lockdown. But they're saying ukuthi abantu in the area are not abiding by the COVID-19 regulations. What kind of information are you receiving? You have programs that focus on the COVID-19 pandemic.
What we're trying to do with communities right now is to then have a conversation about the Indian variant. Mm-hmm. We're actually discussing to say, okay, it would be nice to do it as a SNAP survey, which is which I want to watch the Indian variant. Because mm-hmm. to some people, it's just corona. Mm-hmm. So, like people will say, mm-hmm. So India, so China. So you find that it's very difficult to have conversations around the Indian variant. But however, the lockdown measures that have been put in place in Kwekwe have actually hide that conversation in remote communities because people are able to know. I want to say Kwekwe, they are under lockdown. Mm-hmm. And these are the measures that government has put in place. So it increases an appetite for a conversation around the Indian variant. And we haven't received that information ourselves, from the respective authorities to then say, what does the Indian variant mean and what should people do? Mm-hmm. It has become a starting block because we are not authorities ourselves. but we are there to disseminate information to the communities about the Indian variant. But what we can disseminate for now is that there is a lockdown in Kwekwe where there was someone who was found to have that particular variant. So it's a bit uptight and difficult situation for us actually to cascade relevant information to the community.
Now, I'm also a little curious. If in Kwekwe, where people are under lockdown, are not abiding by the lockdown regulations, what is it looking like in other areas? Have people relaxed that much? And all that?
Right now, my speaking to you from Blantyre, and we're seeing a lot of business as usual. Mm-hmm. No problem. Everyone is doing what they are doing. Today was Africa Day. People were on holiday. It was business as usual. There is no much conversation about, COVID-19 itself. Mm-hmm. So you notice that the Indian variant that is sweeping people in India has not been taken up from our communities because it's like, okay, it's a coronavirus, all right. So in India, we turn around to buy us, all right. It's not like it's our immediate kind of challenge that we need to prepare for or grapple with or to even strengthen maybe our COVID-19 response or our COVID-19 measures in light of COVID-19 vaccination itself or even moving the message around, masking up and sanitizing. It's like unumali. Especially people who are selling, they are selling and looking at means of survival. So it's a difficult situation, actually, even in remote areas where but it's not, we are not at a level, Mike, where we are talking about Indian variant in the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, because you touched on abantu who are working in the informal sector, are they taking all necessary precautions? Because we're hearing Osakulayo, who's in Kweko, who's saying, uhulumende said abantu kumele babe lama temperature gauges, abantu kumele bageze izandla, even vending stalls. So I'm curious about in the rural areas at these vending stalls, are they taking all the necessary precautions to ensure that COVID ngokwayo ngeke iqhubekele phambili imemetheka within those areas?
The part that these communities have done is to sanitize and wash hands. Mm-hmm. At times, you are not so sure what liquid is being used to wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
At times, it feels like water, which is the, regardless of the issues of cost around maybe getting a sanitizer and stuff, but people wash hands. At times it sounds like water. Some stuff here was running a man.
That's all numbers.
It's an effort. Mm. Yeah. It's an effort that someone has put, to make sure that someone at least washes their hands before they have an engagement with them. But I haven't seen, temperature tests, tools. I haven't seen much of anything complicated outside the washing of hands. That is the most predominant one that people have actually adapted to. But opening the whole temperature in a supermarket or even those temperature guns, there isn't much of that. It could be issues of cost as well. Mm-hmm. So then say muntu here sitting at ten and send some battery to look at
such kind of money. Siyamuzwa uJabangwe obekhona kuhlelo earlier on just before you ube sithi abantu abakhanya ngani abahluphayo kakhulu bangabantu abasakhulayo uyasho ukuthi abantu abadala abokhulu labo gogo bona they seem to be abiding by the lockdown regulations and bona ngokwabo abasasabi ukuthatha ijackson lele livikele iCOVID-19 uthi abantu abasakhulayo yibo abalokhu beqhubekela phambili beresista uhlelo lolukahulumende lokuhlaba abantu ijackson. How are people in the rural areas, especially abantu abasakhulayo, now reacting? Njengoba inhlanganiso ye World Health Organization recently announced ukuthi especially iJackson Lelele Sinopharm is okay to be used on an emergency basis. abasakhulayo balokho beqhubekela phambili behlupa yini emaphandleni?
Emaphandleni kunzima lapha, especially nxa sikhuluma ngendaba yeVatsini. The elderly, they are above 60 years, they've gone voluntarily to these vaccination centers, but at the vaccine. But Amandavacha, I don't know. There's a lot of analysis, who has gone, who has not gone. There's issues of peer pressure in there, in the mix there. Ukuthi uzube kwazi ukuthi umuntu omutsha ucaba ngani, ufuna ukwenza nini khona khona. You know, there are instances where you have conversations with young people and say, madoda, why you have a vaccine? It's a hand to get like a kidney, it's a man, it's a man, it's a man. You know, it's a different generation altogether. It's like we have to come up with programs to say, maybe when you are vaccinated, you are taller, that's where you have maybe a large number of young people coming up. But now there's a lot of analysis, no, mina ngizange ngikhule COVID, so I'm okay. Do I really need to vaccinate? Ogogo yoba kumele behambe phambili bevaccinated, abasebenziwe, and things like that. So we find that even in the vaccination centers in these remote areas, there's conversations around, all right, sisa dila labantu abalama 60 years and above. So right now there are many, you know, conspiracy theories around the vaccine that are flying around. Because they feel like abantu abadala, kusukela abantu abadala phambili. So they feel like, okay, everyone is in the household would have a relative also who has been vaccinated. So they can easily check. Young people can easily check. Ah, no, my son, who vaccinated? Who got vaccinated? Yeah, I've got to sharp and everything. So there's not really a big problem about the vaccine, but there's this need for a push. I don't know what push it is, but there's this need of a push to say young people could actually have a buy-in in this process and also be part of the vaccination process. So the issues are actually that come at play are issues of information gap. Because young people are inquisitive, they would ask you hard questions. Vaccine late, does it mean I have to go out without wearing a mask? Does it mean I have to chill out, I'll be okay, I can't be at risk? You know, they are inquisitive. They want to apply one formula from one formula to the other, maybe from their biology class or whatever it is. But they are very inquisitive in terms of information. So, with information gaps that exist, it is enough encouragement for them not to participate because they feel like I'm a question that as well being across, they are not being answered. You know, it makes actually the work of the media as well to be limited because we're also limited in terms of, okay, what can we say about Sinopharm vaccine itself? You know, these guys, they research more or they understand certain things better, but they would want to have concrete information and have someone answering their questions that they have about the vaccine itself.
So now, I am curious, what more can government do? When this whole thing started, people asked for more information. Now, when we look at social media, when we look at what they're doing on radio, and when we look at what the people they have on the ground, government seems to be trying by all means to disseminate more information with the COVID-19 pandemic and these vaccines. So now that people are readily receiving the information, what more can be done to ensure that people stop the resistance of the vaccine, or at the very least can start making more informed decisions about the vaccine?
I think what we have to do is similarly what we did, or no, government did in terms of, you know, your HIV. You know, young people don't want information like, from my observation, they don't want information in a paper, like read. They want information in some form of dialogue where after you've presented whatever you have about the Sinopharm vaccine or why you should take the vaccine, they want to know from the very person who's engaging them about it to then say, what are the side effects? You know, the issues of side effects come at play, the issues of around, are we going to, do we really need to wear masks anymore? Do we need to sanitize or be free from the vaccine? From the COVID-19 pandemic era, when is it going to come? Are teachers vaccinated themselves in the institutions of learning? You know, there's limited conversation around that. So we need to create awareness in a youthful manner and also give young people a platform to also engage. Because I believe even if we are to say, okay, right now I'm in Mangwe, if we are to say in Mangwe, let's target a few schools, they have conversations with respective health officials who can explain these processes or these things to them. It will assist in terms of them as peers to share information. No, suppose we don't know. It's okay. You know, that's the kind of generation that we have that can easily go online, check, and easily ask. So those things then become an issue to young people. The elderly, you know, could easily bend. But the young people are very inquisitive to know, okay, what do I lose by vaccinating?
All right. Mr. Dibiti, I'm going to have to hold you there, unfortunately. But I really appreciate you taking time out to be with us and always being available to come onto our program to give us more information. What's happening in Maphandleni. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us, man.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Zulukanda Dibiti, he's the founder of Community Podium TV. He's explaining more with what's happening. Kumaruwa uko, and aiwa vanu. Just like what's happening kukwekwe, vani ngwarugwe nrambeeri wa chishushikana nezhulukitika munyika, chirongwache kubaya vanu. Nomba, yes, I know, fam. But now, earlier on, Muriya Zimbabwe, I mentioned that as we wrap up today's program, we're going to be focusing on another thing. Nasi, the whole African continent, Wargu Pembera, Wargu Rangaira, Zuva Re African Day. 25 May every year, the African Union set aside this day to ensure that Africans across the whole continent can celebrate not only their culture, not only their language, but Ubuntu be too. There's a saying in Ndebele in any Nguni language, Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, which means a person grows amongst people, especially when you're within a community. Now, today in Zimbabwe, as the whole Zimbabwe joined the whole continent in celebrating African Day, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was part of the whole unveiling ceremony of the statue of Nehanda. Let's head over to a clip that we have whereby President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking more about Africa Day and the statue of Nehanda.
The good fight for freedom and liberation by our forefathers was made by escalated settler impunity and brutality, as evidenced by the mass hangings. Our own iconic national hero in Nehanda was a victim of such settler savagery. Comrades and friends, a people without knowledge of their past history and origin are like trees without roots. Under the Second Republic, the journey of portraying our true history and heritage through the correct glorification of our people has begun. No one will stop it. This is the factual history, and we are setting the record straight. As we do so, the determination to tell our own story, form our own perspectives, emboldens and encourages us to go on. I exhort players in the research and the literary ecosystem, creative arts and the culture industry to forge partnerships that amplify the development of an African grounded.
Well, Zulukanda Baliamuso Umongameli, Emmerson Mnangagwa unveiling the statue of Nehanda in Harare namhlanje as he was commemorating Africa Day. Of course, talking about the impact of Mbuya Nehanda in terms of Zimbabwean history and the importance of the youth of the nation celebrating this great hero. Now, in terms of focusing on Africa Day this year, the African Union seemed to place prominence, place importance on the arts and culture industry. industry in Africa. Now, I had an earlier conversation with Motsole Zukhosinyati, who is the director of the National Gallery in Zimbabwe. He's a cultural expert who speaks more about the importance of culture of Africa Day, and of course, how the arts and culture sector is contributing not only to Zimbabwe's GDP, but to the African identity. Let's head over to a conversation that I had early on with Motsole Zukhosinyati.
Yeah, Africa Day lilanga eliqhakeke kakhulu ku-continent yase-Africa. Yilo phela ilanga lihleliweyo ukuthi sizikhangele ubuyibuntu bethu, sikhangele, sihlole lapho esivela khona, sihlele njalo lapho esiya khona, sigxile kakhulu emasikweni abantu base-Africa, siwalondoloze, siwathuthukise lawo masiko, siziqhenye ngawo. So ngibona kulilanga eliqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi lathi izindimi zethu ngokuthiyana kwazo sizithuthukise, sizihloniphe, zisiphilise njalo. Isiko liyamphilisa umuntu, liyamenza azwisise lapho ahlala khona, le ndlela nje esicabanga ngayo njengabantu abansundu.
Butho, let's speak a little bit about i theme yalomnyaka. This year the theme is under the title Arts, Culture and Heritage, Levers for Building the Africa We Want. Siyabona ukuthi lapha inhlanganiso ye-African Union ikhanya ngani it's now placing a lot of importance on the arts and culture sector, especially this year. What is your opinion on this? Ukubona njani lokho?
Theme efakiweyo ngiyayithakazelela kakhulu, njalo kuyangipha lami amadlabuzane lentshukuntshu ukuthi phosesi siya phambili. Ezemidlalo lamasiko kuza kuya kuhlonitshwa ngokugcweleyo. Uzananzelela Mike ukuthi ezikhathini eziningi ezemidlalo lamasiko zandise ukweyiswa. Akukaningi ukuthi ubone nje inhlanganiso ezinjengabo African Union zisithi zona umnyaka lo sizawufaka sithi ngwe arts, culture and heritage. Kuyandiswe ukufaka izinto zomnotho, ezeyikonomi. But esikutshoyo thina njengalabo abawuphetheyo lowo msebenzi ukuthi ezemidlalo lamasiko lazo ziyathuthukisa impilo zabantu. Baningi abantu abaqhatshwe kwezamasiko lemidlalo. Ngakho nxa i-AU ikwenza lokhu, bayancedisa thina emsebenzini wethu ukuthi hayi sibe lathi labantu abaziqhenyayo ngemisebenzi yabo yezandla, ngemisebenzi yabo yengqondo abayenzayo. Uzananzelela eZimbabwe njengomzekeliso. Kulocwaningo olwenziwayo ngomnyaka ka-2018 lusenziwa yi-UNESCO. Lolo cwaningo lwaveza ukuthi i-arts, culture and heritage yacontributa 6.96% towards i-gross domestic product yaseZimbabwe. Kwakusinamba encane leyo. Ngakho kithi kubalulekile ukuthi arts and culture ibe yilokhu ithuthukise ukwenzela ukuthi kuncedise iziphathamandla besekele ngokugcweleyo i-arts, culture and heritage ukuthi ikhule, abantu baqhatshwe bebe lemisebenzi.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Motsole Zukhosinyati, the director of the National Gallery of Zimbabwe, speaking on the importance of the arts and culture industry and the contribution that they give, not just towards shaping Zimbabwean identity or African identity, but how much they contribute to the economy. So he's he's asking governments to start placing more importance on the arts and culture sector. Now, what's in the same spirit of Africa Day, and of course, celebrating our arts and culture heroes. This week, I would like to wrap up our program by showing you a conversation that I had with Vachikepe, the poet. You remember we once had him here. We have him back now as the winner of the Mutabaruka Awards at the International Jamaica Reggae and Music Awards. Let's head over to my conversation with Vachikepe, the poet.
Over 30 years ago, Hallam Mutabaruka Hope has been winning the Poet Awards consistently, consecutively, with no chance for his competitor. 2 years ago, Mutabaruka said, no, it's time for them to get a chance. So he retired that award. And now that award is given in the honor of Mutabaruka. And here to introduce Mutabaruka is none other than the angel.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Now to present the award for the Mutabaruka Award for Best Poet / Spoken Word is none other than Mutabaruka.
Greetings. So, the Muta Baruka Award for Best Poet Spoken Word Entertainer. The nominees are Antonia Valerie, a.k.a. Christina Williams, Malachi Smith, Richie Innocent, Vashi Kepwe, the poet from Zimbabwe, and Wise Words. The Irama Gold Store, out of Zimbabwe, Vashi Kepwe, the poet.
These awards, they came a time when I wasn't even expecting it, and winning it is another story. So I'm just happy, you know. My brain's there opened, my eyes they're opened. I'm busy thinking. So what's next? Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to think of my identity, like, who am I? If people say Vachikepe the poet, what are they talking about?
When we look at people that won from Zimbabwe, it's just two. I guess both legends within their own right. You and Winky D. How are people reacting to that, man?
People, they are very happy in Zimbabwe. They are really happy. The social media is showing their happiness. They are so happy. They've got something to rethink about, to really imagine in terms of the arts industry in Zimbabwe, that it is now international. So they are looking forward for more international stuff.
Now, let's talk a little more about the impact of winning in the Matabaruka category. How has that impacted your career?
Yeah, that is when I go like, Vuplanpo! Yeah, because this is the biggest elevation ever, because when we're talking about poetry, that's how prestigious my award is. Because when you're talking about poetry, Mutabaruka is the face of poetry when it comes to black people, I would say, for a word. This award has been won for the first time by an outsider who happens to be a guy from Africa, from Zimbabwe. So it's amazing what is just poetically to me. It's like I've gone to Mutabaruka. Mutabaruka is there and saying, like, I want to bless some people with all the poetry that I have. Who can I bless? Then you say, I can bless Cherry Natural. I can choose to bless Rastakura. Who else can I bless? I can bless Vachikepe, the poet from Zimbabwe.
When we had our last interview and you were gearing up and campaigning to get votes, the one thing you highlighted was you were not representing Zimbabwe alone.
Yes.
You're looking to represent the entire continent.
Yes,
how
that's
true. How has the continent reacted to you winning?
The continent is very happy. And I created a group before the awards. I think it was about 2 months or so. It's called Vachikepe and the Sailors International Affiliates Africa. So I realized that a lot of people from Africa before the awards, they were starting to come to Mindbex because they were seeing my consistency on social media. So I created a group. At that time, it was for about 30 people from Africa, from Nigeria, Kingdom of Lesotho, Zambia, Kenya, Uganda, Ghana, all over. So people, they were already celebrating me from Africa before the awards. So now when I was nominated for the awards now, my Facebook people, they started coming from Africa. All of them, they started coming. So they're celebrating me in the group. They actually call me the captain, you know, Vachikepe, Chikepe Kaichi, Saka, the captain, Vachikepe. I'm the captain of the big ship. So it is now from my side to start moving from one country to another in Africa, to travel Africa. It has been my dream since 2019 when I came back from the US, because I noticed that in the US, they love my poetry. But when they look at me, they don't look at me as a Zimbabwean. They look at me as someone who is representing Africa. So I came back with that in mind, and I say to myself, you know what? These people, they appreciate me as an African. So I have to travel the whole of Africa, you know, and learn a lot of things, get inspired and write so many things.
Now, as we wrap up our conversation here, Vachikepe, what last words would you have for the listeners, man?
The listeners, I just want to say thank you so much for voting for Vachikepe the poet.
As I have said, as I once said, Wachikepe the poet is an institution of knowledge that is blessed with the gift of poetry, the gift of music, the gift of publishing. There is a lot that is going to come from this poet.
Well, Muriye Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Wachikepe the poet. Makorokoto, 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 amhlophe. Congratulations on your victory there, representing Zimbabwe, representing Africa. We've reached an end of our programs. Thank you so much to Mr. Jabangwe. Thank you so much to Mkosi Koda TVT. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me at Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram. If you're looking to chat with me, happy, happy Africa Day to you all.